Ginger Bell wants you oh so bad. You're not the only call he's ever had. And if he says he's gonna call on you, don't you know it's just the Snowplow Show. So take the call from Roy Jermel. Pick up that phone. He's on the air with the Snowplow Show.
So pick up Roy Jermel on
the Snowplow Show.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the September 14th. 2016 episode of the Snowplow Show. It's totally not really September 15th, and I'm not just lying and saying that it's still yesterday, so it looks like I put the show out yesterday. Nope, that's not happening. It's actually September 14th, but I probably won't get the show up until tomorrow, which is totally Elkie's fault, because Elkie is the sponsor of today's show, so thanks for making the show a day late, Elkie. So this was a live show from today, and it was an audio-only show. There was no chat room or video or anything like that. It was just audio, because that's the kind of thing I can do now since I set up Mixlr again. And you can probably guess what we did in this show. We did more carding calls where listeners leave notes on cars for me that say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call at 401-526-3769, and you sign the note Roy, and that's my phone number, and I take the calls for you. It's great fun for everyone, especially for the Roycipients, who were lucky enough to be chosen by Snowplow Show listeners to receive a completely stupid and surreal phone call from me. And it's also been good for the Roycipients' health, because, you know, they have to get out of their houses and go down to the police station and file a report about the guy who accidentally hit their car and then left a note, because that apparently is a crime. Make sure, listeners, if you ever hit someone's car in real life, don't leave a note, because as you can tell from these phone calls, that's nothing but trouble. If you hit someone's car, just look around, make sure there's no security cameras or people watching you, and maybe leave a note, but instead of your own phone number, just give the number to the police station or something. Otherwise, you're gonna have these people try and get your insurance phone company to pay for damages that have been on their car probably for years at this point, or they're probably not even gonna pay for the damages, they're just gonna collect the money. Like, never mind, I'm not gonna fix it, I'll just keep the money. Yep, pretty much everyone I've spoken to either wants to get a bunch of money out of me, or they want to kill me. It's been a really fun month so far, and we're only halfway through. It's the 15th today. I mean, it's the 14th today. We've still got 2 weeks of this craziness left. So let's get started with that. Here is the show from earlier today. Hey everyone, gonna do some show stuff today. I'm gonna do some cardings today. And, I was just gonna do these pre-recorded, and I thought, what the hell, I'll just do them live on the air. Audio only, though, I'm too lazy to set up the chat room. I swear, it takes quite a bit extra effort to set up the chat room. Get it all working on video and everything. So, I'm just doing audio today, because I'm kind of lazy. I'm sorry to censor everybody by not providing you with a chat room. I'm a big jerk like that. So, I have a shitload of cardings. My most recent one was from 20 minutes ago. Let's see who this is.
Hello, Roy. Hey, I got your note on my windshield. If you wouldn't mind giving me a call back, my cell phone number is 320. Thank you.
I've never gotten any in the 320 before. That's Minnesota. Right next to Michigan, though. I've been getting a lot from there. Let's see. Have I gotten any other 320s? No, just that one. Okay, I guess I won't be suspicious of it, I guess.
Hello?
Hey there. I left a note on your car. This is Roy.
Yeah. Hi, Roy.
How you doing?
Good, I myself.
Not too bad. Yeah, I just...
Yeah,
what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I just borrowed your car just for a little bit. I had to pull a tree out of my yard. And I didn't mean for it to happen. I think I attached a chain to the bumper, and the chain, it kind of just scratched up the bumper a little bit. It slid back and forth while I was pulling the tree out?
On my Cadillac?
Yeah. Well, you know, not the bumper, but, you know, the back part, just the underneath part?
Yeah.
I guess you shouldn't hook the chains up to plastic to pull out a tree.
Okay.
Yep.
I was trying to find out where you hit the car. Was it on the front bumper or back bumper?
It was on the back. It's just, I didn't hit it. I didn't actually hit it. I don't even own a car. I just borrowed your car to pull a tree out of my yard.
You borrowed my car?
Yeah, I live nearby. I just don't have a car, so I just borrowed it real quick and I needed to pull a tree out of my yard. Not a big tree, just kind of a smaller tree.
Are you messing with me?
No, of course not.
I'm so confused. So you took my car without asking and pulled the tree out of your yard?
Yeah. It just took a minute. I had it all set up and ready to go. I had the rope and the chain all laid out. I just drove it over there real quick, pulled the tree out, and then drove it back. And I didn't mean for it to happen with the chain thing. It scratched up the back a little bit, if you look on there, because it slid back and forth. Because I was spinning your tires, really working to pull it out of there, and it just kind of slid across the bumper. Had it angled a little bit wrong, you know? Hello?
I'm just kind of blown away. I guess I'll have to go look at my car, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm kind of embarrassed. I didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't even think you'd notice that I'd borrowed the car for just a second.
So you don't know me or anything like that. You just wanted to borrow my car.
Yeah, it was just there, and I know how to get into that model. So, yeah, I didn't think it, no harm done normally. Just got the bumper a little bit. But I'll give you my insurance information if you think the damage is bad enough.
I'll go take a look at it, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Yep.
Bye. Okay, just laughed at me. Whatever. That was an idea by Justin. I don't know where Justin's from. I think that was from the chat room, though, some other day. I have this gigantic list of ideas that you guys have given me. I need to use every single one of them.
Hello, Roy. This is Anna Northrup, 248. Left me a message on my car that you ding my door, and I just wanted to get together with you and see. I wanted to know when and where, because I found it on a windshield, and I don't know when I found it, but maybe a later date. But just give me a call.
Okay.
And I don't imagine it's going to cost too much. I don't have to go through all this rigmarole. I just would like to talk with you.
Rigmarole.
Thank you. Anna Northrup. Bye-bye.
She signs off with her full name. Looks like she... Okay, let's see. That one was from 3 hours ago. She also left a message 3 days ago.
Hello, Roy. This is Anna Northrup. And I just found the message you left on my windshield on my Mazda. I don't know when it happened, but call me back.
Okay, and then there's this one 2 days ago.
Oh, Roy, I'm so sorry I called you again. By mistake, this is Anna Northrup, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
248-549.
By mistake. Okay, whatever, Anna. Anna Northrup.
Hello?
Hello, Anna?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes. I just wonder, when did that happen?
Oh, it was about 3 days ago, I guess.
What would that be? Let me see.
Right before the weekend, Sunday? I think, because I was...
It wasn't at church, was it? It wasn't Sunday.
No, I was in Cancun over the weekend, so it must have been...
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Let's see, where was I? Thursday? I was over at Somerset Strip there.
Oh, wait, that was last weekend. Maybe it was Sunday. I don't know. I just know it was the Mazda.
Yeah. I just wondered when you hit me. I didn't even notice. I saw the note Sunday after church. I saw it.
Yeah.
It had to be probably Thursday. I don't know. Anyway, I have to take it in, and I've got a couple of spots that I have to take care of anyway.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll let you know if it could cost anything. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We don't need to turn it in for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's just...
It's so nice of you to call, though, to let you know. Who does that? No one anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if people normally do that. Did you see the marks I left on it, though?
No.
Oh, none of them?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's weird.
How many marks do you have?
Well, a lot. I had a wiffle ball bat, and I was just beating the crap out. I was just hitting your car from all sides.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. I started on the driver's side, and I slowly walked around the front. And
what are you talking about?
Just with the wiffle ball bat. I was just hitting your car as hard as I possibly could with a wiffle ball bat.
Oh, what, did you have fun?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what it felt like to just beat the crap.
Oh, did you get a thrill?
I did, yeah. I had never done anything like that before. Luckily, I only had a wiffle ball bat. I didn't use an aluminum.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we better call the insurance company then.
Why? Well, you said you didn't see anything, though.
Well, I didn't take a good look, but if you did all that, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah, well, it's just a wiffle ball bat. It's not like it leaves. It's not like it's heavy.
And where did you do all this?
I think it was probably maybe Sunday, possibly.
Sunday, I was at church.
Well, I always cut through that church yard.
What church?
The one I don't know. It's by the field. I always cut through there because I always go sit in the field and smoke marijuana.
Oh, I see. Oh, you sound wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway. I'll let you know what happens. We'll take a good look at the car. I'm taking it to the body shop. Not soon.
Okay, I think...
In a week or so.
Oh, yeah. Mostly, I just... I wiffle-balled the crap out of the front part. You know, just all over the hood and the sides, the fenders and stuff near the front.
Oh.
Because that, you know, that was the best...
Oh, God. I'm glad you found my car. I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you just beat it all up.
Yeah, with the wiffle-ball bat. It's not like I hurt it or anything. I tried. I mean, I seriously tried to crack your windows with that wiffle ball bat, but it's just
really?
Weak. It's weak. It's a weak bat.
Huh. Okay, so you don't know what church field it is, do you?
Oh, no, I'm not too sure.
What time about?
Oh, it's in the daytime.
Oh, I know.
Probably the morning.
Oh, really?
The problem, though,
where
is...
Where was this? In Royal Oak?
Yeah, I think so. But now I was going to ask, the reason I left the note is because my wiffle ball bat was damaged, and those things cost
around... Oh, you want me to pay for your wiffle bat?
Well, if you could, wiffle ball bat, it's they're about $7.
Uh-huh.
At Walmart?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you, and we'll see the damage that's done on my car, and we'll see about your wiffle ball bat. I'd like to see it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if your insurance would cover it for the...
We're going to try.
That'd be great.
Okay, we're going to try, and I'm going to let you know. Well, it's no fault anyway, you know. But we'll see how much this comes out to be, okay?
Okay.
But I'm glad you left me the note, and...
You're welcome.
I'll call you again.
Okay, I can't wait. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye-bye, Roy.
Bye, Anna.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right, bye. I really hope she takes her car in and specifically asks them about wiffle ball bat damage. The guy left a note. He said he beat the crap out of my car with a wiffle ball bat. All these calls are kind of making me want to go buy a wiffle ball bat and just start beating the crap out of cars. Let's see what this one is.
Yeah, hi, Roy. Yes, speaking. The owner of the Toyota Camry using yesterday. So please give me a call, 313-8. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Wonderful day. Okay, so he sent me that message 2 days ago, and then 23 hours ago he started texting me a bunch. Hi, Roy. This is Ziad, the owner of the Toyota Camry you dinged. I'm working at this restaurant in Somerset Plaza, car's bumper out from right side too. It's more than 80% clean from scratches. And here are some estimates from Mako and Jack from Collision Shops. Thanks for your honest. A few people leave name and few numbers. And it says MMS received, but I don't... Google Voice doesn't do MMS, right? It just says the text MMS received. I don't think I can... I guess he sent me a page of estimates or something.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy.
Yes.
I left a note on your car.
Yes.
And I'm with Royco Insurance Company. And that was just... Mm-hmm. I didn't really ding your car. That was just a marketing thing. And I noticed that your estimates, they're very high. And we can get we can get you much better rates on estimates and better car dealerships if you go with our company.
Okay.
We only charge $40 per month for car insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which comes out to $250 a year. It's very good prices.
So, give me a card. I have...
I don't have a card. We're on a phone. How am I going to give you a card? Don't be stupid. Come on. Jeez.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Royco Insurance. We're a new insurance company here in town. We're independently owned, and this is just how we do marketing. We just leave notes on people's cars that say we dinged your car, but it's just a trick. We didn't really ding your car. It's just us trying to sell you insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because. It's out from one side, too, from one side.
Oh, I think someone else...
I don't know.
Someone else probably did that. I mean, hopefully someone else. I don't think one of my employees would really ding your car when they left the note. But I don't know, because Chad, he's kind of a wild card, you know?
And if you see, really, at night, I can't see any damage on my car. But the next day in the morning, I see it.
I see.
So,
well... You know what? If you switch over to Royco Insurance, I'll cover that damage.
If you didn't do the damage, okay, but...
I'll cover it anyway. Even though we didn't do it, I'll cover it. We'll just keep it, on the DL, you know? We'll just fudge some numbers and some dates and stuff. And I'll cover it.
And where you guys fix it here, and where and which?
We're over on Salina Avenue. It's kind of by the highway.
Oh, I see.
Yep, and you know it's only $650 to sign up. You know, for the deposit and everything, because you got to have a deposit for insurance. So if you sign up, I'll cover that damage.
No, okay. Do you have house insurance too?
Health insurance? I do have health insurance.
On the house. No.
Oh yeah, home. Yeah. We offer house insurance, renter insurance. We have some very special deals on life insurance.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, roycoinsurance.com.
RayCoinsurance.com?
Yeah.
Let me get a pen.
It's easiest to get there. Just go to gloryholefoundation.com or something. I don't know. Are you really going to go to the website? What are we doing? This is crazy.
Can you give me your website? Can you spell it, please, for me?
This seems dumb. Are you seriously going to... Are you wanting to sign up with a company that dings your car? Okay, he hung up. He I guess because I said it's dumb. What the hell? He was trying to buy insurance from me. I'm glad he hung up. I don't really want to sit here and sell insurance to someone. Someone named Mika said that idea. It's a marketing ploy for Progressive Insurance, and he'd like to sell him cheap insurance. Thank you, Mika. But what the hell? I'm going to try that again. I'm going to try that same idea with someone that doesn't want to buy insurance. I think that'd be the best way to go. Next, let's see, Kansas, Florida, let's try this one.
Hi, Roy, my wife had a note on her car regarding a ding on the car. She wanted me to give you a call and just follow up with you.
Why didn't she call herself?
Where on the car was the ding? She took
everywhere.
Didn't notice anything, but she was getting ready to get to a training class and was in somewhat of a hurry. If you could, just give me a call back. My name is Rob, and my phone number is 772-6394. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's call Rob. Rob's wife's in a training class, so of course I'm going to ask him, what kind of training class? What's she doing there? What's her point? What's her end goal? What's her long-term goals? Is this really worth the money?
This is Rob.
Oh, hey, Rob. This is Roy with Royco Insurance. I left a note on your car.
Yes.
And, yeah, well, I have good news. I didn't actually hit your car. That's just a marketing scheme from Royco Insurance. We just do that so people will call us and we can sell them insurance. So,
no thanks. We have pretty good insurance.
Yeah,
right now,
you have pretty good insurance. That. We have fucking awesome insurance here at Royco. So if you want to settle for pretty good insurance, then go ahead.
I'll pass. Thanks, though.
Yeah, go ahead. Be a fucking idiot if you want pretty good insurance. You know what you know what our slogan is here at Royco? Our insurance is fucking awesome. It's not pretty good. It's fucking awesome. You idiot.
Oh, great. Thanks. That's some pretty terrible marketing.
Oh, it works. You know,
have a good day.
It works.
Have a good day.
It works with people who aren't idiots and know a good deal when they hear it. You don't want to hear our rates?
No, I don't.
Why not? Because
right, I'm hanging up. Thanks.
You're just not good with your money. You're not good with your finances. You just enjoy throwing money in the trash can every month.
Yeah. No. Thanks. Not interested.
Well, you said yeah, and then you said no. Which is it? Do you like throwing money in the trash
or
not?
I'm going to get that little note you left on the car. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to tell them about your little scam.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
going to
report you.
Whatever. It's not a scam. It's a marketing thing.
I don't care what it is. I don't appreciate it.
Well, you seem to care.
Goodbye.
If you're going to go to the police, it sounds like you care. There we go. That was better. Much better.
Hey, Roy, you left a note on my car saying that you hit it. My name is Tremaine. So you can give me a call back at any time on my cell phone. This is my cell phone number. Thank you. Bye.
Saying I hit it. On the translation of that, on the transcription, whatever, Google Voice says, I left a note on it because I hate it. I was really hoping that's what it was. Someone said they hate their car. Sorry I dinged your car, but I hate it. But nope. Okay, one of the ideas on the Facebook group is for me to just tell them to hang up the phone. I don't know about that one.
Hello?
Hey, Tremaine, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
I was just curious where you dinged it at, and you said I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, just hang up the phone.
What?
I said hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone for what?
Because I said so. Just hang it up. You better hang it up.
But you hit my car.
Well, I don't even care about the car. You know, just hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Whatever.
I'll hang it up for you if you don't hang it up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I know you're going to hang up. You're going to hang up. Cause
am
you know,
I?
Yeah, you are. You'd have to be an idiot to stay on the phone.
Is that right?
That's right, motherfucker. Hang up the phone.
That's fine. The police will have it.
The police will have what? He hung up the phone. Alright, that seemed kind of like a waste. Let me call him right back and apologize.
You have reached the voicemail box.
He's busy calling 911 or star 57. Oh well, I totally fucked that one up. That was the Facebook group's idea.
Hello Roy, this is Mark. I think I got a note from you about taking my car in the parking lot of the train station there in San Luis Obispo. If it's you, give me a call. It's 805-775. Thank you.
All right. It's Mark. Let's call Mark. What am I going to say to Mark? Here's a really elaborate one from Mark. A really elaborate one from GAD. About time travel. I haven't read through it all yet. I think I'm just going to read it as I do all this.
Hello.
Hello. This is Roy. I left a note in your car.
Oh, hey, Roy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Is this Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark.
It's going pretty good. Yeah, sorry about the car thing.
Do you work at the railroad there?
Well, not yet. I haven't actually dinged your car yet, but I'm going to on December 14th, 2016 at 7:03 p.m.
What?
Well, so there's this experiment we're doing. It's a science experiment, and I'm not allowed to say too much about it, but I think I left the note a little bit too early. I meant to leave it on December 15th.
What are you talking about?
So it's a time travel experiment, and I was driving my time vehicle around the parking lot, and did you have so I just I kind of wanted to find out from you if you had anything in your car that would have caused like high electric magnetic pulses.
Wait, so I see some scratches on the bumper. Did you hit my car or not?
Yeah, on the back bumper.
Yeah,
because that was, well, that didn't happen yet, so I don't think that one was me, because I'm not going to hit your car until December 14th of this year at 7:03 p.m.
Hey, how did you get to my car where you put a note on it?
Okay.
What were you doing that day?
So we were doing experiments all day, and I was actually inside your car in early 2015. And because I had to set up some.
Hey, Roy, you're kind of freaking me out. Did you hit my car? Because I see some scratches on the bumper. Is that you?
I don't know if that was me, because I haven't actually hit your car yet. I'm going to hit it on December 14th at 7:03 p.m. And when
you keep saying that, but that, I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not sure about your time travel experiment. It doesn't sound plausible.
Oh no, I just want to know if you don't understand.
If you hit the car or not.
This is very new technology, and it might seem a little far-fetched at first, but it's going to come out soon, and it's going to be a pretty huge thing. I was inside your car.
Did you leave a note on my car?
Yeah. Okay, so I left the note in 2015. I was actually inside your car.
Wait. The note just showed up on the weekend.
Well, that's what confuses me, because I left the note in 2015. I actually got in your car, and I wrote it. I needed something to write on, so I opened
it. Where are you now?
I'm in the lab.
Where's that?
I'm not allowed to say. It's kind of a hush-hush situation here. I can't really tell you where I am.
Are you working with some other people?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a whole team of us. And after I left the scene, I experienced a time skip. So
did you drive in there with a vehicle?
Yeah, I definitely drove with a vehicle. I was wondering, have you experienced any time skips in your car in the past year and a half?
Well, I haven't had it for a year and a half, but when you drove in, what were you driving?
Oh, wait, is it a new car for you? Because I was in your car in 2000. Yeah, I was in your car in 2015. I guess you didn't own it yet. Maybe that's the problem.
Did you drive into the parking lot there at San Luis train station?
Well, I didn't drive into it. I just kind of materialized there. But okay.
So what hit my car then?
It would have been. It was me. I mean, it will be me on December 14th at 7:03 p.m. What I'm trying to ask you, this is kind of important. Have you experienced any time skips? Maybe when you're driving underneath some high voltage power lines. I know there's a lot of electromagnetic stuff happening there.
Not that I can think about there.
Like just missing time, missing time.
Okay, so do you drive a car?
Yeah, I do drive.
What are you driving now?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you driving now?
Well, I'm not allowed to say. It's kind of a. It's,
but when you okay, it's so a when company you, car. When you dinked the car, it looks like it was just a little tiny scratch.
Yeah, it should be fine. I don't even think I did that one though, but it's hard to tell at this point. That's why I'm trying to ask you about time skips.
Well, I just washed my car and actually just refinished the chrome there with just a little additive. So I was working on the bumper, so I thought I saw where the fresh scratch is. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to ask you if you wanted to offer me, you know, like $100 or so you don't have to claim it on your insurance. But I'm not sure about all this other business.
Well, can we talk maybe after December 14th of this year? After
do you live around here?
I work around here. I'm just
your number is from Rhode Island or something.
Yeah, I'm originally from Rhode Island. I'm just kind of living in hotels while we do all this experimental stuff with time travel. But look, it's kind of important. Like if you know that really high voltage power lines on the big metal towers, I don't think you should drive your car around those anymore.
Well, I.
Because you could experience time skips, or
I don't think I travel too much near those. You know, there every now and then you'll drive on the highway and they'll be under, they're going overhead.
If you see one, really I would stop. That. Yeah, like don't get close at all.
Well, I guess I'm kind of wondering if you're just trying to kind of avoid this conversation about hitting the car, or
no, I'm completely serious. I don't know exactly how to.
In some time travel way or whatever, you kind of dinged the car there as you were coming in.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you left a note, and I appreciate you leaving a note, but it doesn't feel like I'm getting anywhere with you in terms of resolving.
Well, I just this wasn't supposed to happen this early. It's supposed to be more like December 14th or December 15th when you.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to run into bumpers anytime.
Well, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it at all. I wish I could. I wish I could take it back somehow. I wish there was a way.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's okay. Things happen. I just, yep. You know, normally people will exchange like, you know, their insurance information.
Oh yeah.
Or they'll just say, hey, you know, I don't want to pay my deductible. Let me offer you know, a few bones. This is kind of how this works when we're not doing the experiments.
Right, yeah, but unfortunately, it's me and my team. We're all doing experiments. Technically, I was the driver of the car.
But can you just be off duty, you know, from this right now and just kind of like you're a driver, you have a driver's license, whatever your job is, whatever you're doing?
I don't have a
sort of, you know.
I actually don't have a driver's license from this time period, though, so it wouldn't be valid, and neither is my insurance. I won't have insurance until.
If you weren't doing all the experience, I think it would go down like this. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's just like, how about you give me a little bit of money to cover the cost of the scratches on the bumper that I can't buff out.
Well, I don't think our style of money. We use credits in the future, and I'm not sure that would be compatible with whatever.
Well, I don't live in the future though. I'm right here.
What kind
right
of
now.
Credits do you guys use? In 2016,
I guess this is just. We're just gonna let this go. So, you know.
Oh no! I'm completely willing.
My car.
There's just no way for me really to do this until after.
Yeah, there's
December
really not much way to do any of this. So, good luck with your experiments, but just you know, if it comes to me and my car, just stay away. Just wipe that off your list.
Well, it was an accident. You were parked in front of just where the portal opened up.
Okay, just don't go near the car.
Okay.
Roy, okay?
Okay, well, I didn't...
Can I agree on that?
Yeah, of course. It was an accident. I didn't mean to. And I...
Yeah, but you're making me feel a little weird with this. Like, it's supposed to happen later.
And yeah, and I left a note in early 2000.
They open up near my car. Just don't open any portals near my car again.
Okay, all right. Well, just...
Thanks,
you,
Roy.
You really should... Take me seriously, though, with the power lines. Just don't drive around any high electromagnetic stuff, because...
Well, I got to go to work, Roy, so there might be a power line there, but I'm not going to go up and hang out at power lines.
I'll
agree with you on that.
Maybe you should...
I'm not going to hang out near power lines.
Start using the bus more. Start using the bus.
Thanks for the tip.
Bike to work.
Yeah, the bus goes under there, too, Roy.
Well, no, the bus is fine. It's your car that's the problem. If it experiences too much electromagnetic... radiation, you never know.
My car specifically is the problem?
Yeah, your car, because of the modifications that we made to it underneath.
why did you make modifications on my car?
So that it would be, it was supposed to kind of fend.
Have you been under
off.
My car, Roy?
Yeah. In 2015, we hooked this up because we were trying to avoid a catastrophe.
You're not supposed to hook people up. You don't do that. That's my property.
No, I know, but it's...
I think you guys are kind of overstepping there.
Yeah, it's for the greater good.
You have your own car that you want to put your own thing under, you can do that. But don't put it under other people's cars.
Well, no, it was an accident. It was we didn't mean for this to happen at all.
It doesn't sound like an accident. It sounds like something you plan to do.
No.
Stay away from my car. There's nothing underneath it that belongs to you.
I know that. It's just we hit the car first in December 14th.
Roy, we're going to agree to stay away from my car.
Of course, yeah. Okay. We're
all right.
I'm going to...
Got it right.
I'm losing connection for the time, space-time continuum. I hate when I lose connection like that. Damn it. Gied, I didn't understand this gigantic paragraph you wrote me. I tried to use as much as I could from it, but it's a little confusing, and I was supposed to mention Trump and Ashley Madison. Wow, okay. I'll try that one again, I think. That guy was definitely a little confused about the whole thing. Now, here's another message from him from 2 days ago.
Hello, Roy. This is Mark. I have the Galaxy. Got a note here in my car that says you dinged my car.
Not the Galaxy Note. That thing explodes.
So I'm just calling you back. Give me a call. My phone number is 805.
There's a car called the Galaxy? I've never heard of that. All right, here's one that looks like it might be okay.
Hey, Roy, this is Dennis. You hit my car, and I appreciate that. Been hit enough as it is. Once you call me back, I'd like to meet you somewhere and take a little dent out of your head.
Whoa.
That's just not right, man. You should have came in there and told somebody, you know? God dang, people. Sorry.
Jeez. I really hope this guy picks up. Okay, that was 25 hours ago. And it looks like 3 minutes later, he left another message.
Hey, Roy, this is Dennis again. Tell you what, I'm going to just call the police and have it reported as a hit and run.
What?
Mine's not too much damage there.
There was a note!
You know, you could have, at least answered your phone or came in and said, hey, man, appreciate it, sorry you hit your car or something. I mean, come on now. Throw me a bone or something. Goodbye.
These people not understand the purpose of the note? I'm so confused. Alright, I really hope this guy picks up. It was 25 hours ago.
Hi, this is Dennis Tuggle. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car yesterday. Sorry I didn't pick up earlier. I've been trying to call you today. But I guess you don't want to talk to me, so I don't know. I'll try back later. Bye. Alright, that should do it. And let me put a note on here that I left him a message.
Alright, this is Alice from New China Restaurant.
Oh no.
You write me your note, you say you hit my car, but this is okay. My car is very old. Don't worry about that. Okay? Don't worry about my car. Okay? Just next time be careful on next car. Okay?
Aww.
Thank you. Bye.
What a nice lady. Just telling me to be careful.
New China.
Hello, Alice?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. My car's very old. I don't care.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The good thing's not my customer, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Don't worry, okay?
Yeah,
okay. Don't worry about that. I'll see you soon, okay?
I used your car to open my beer bottle.
What you say?
I used your car to open my beer bottle.
Come on.
No, really.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I didn't have a beer bottle opener. I don't have one of those keychains, and I was just walking by. So I used the side of your car to just, open my beer bottle.
Yep. Okay, anyway. Anyway. Okay, don't worry about that.
Okay, I won't. Okay. Thank you for being so understanding.
No problem. I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, see you soon.
Thank you. Yes, bye.
Bye. I love how she said, come on. That was an idea from Chirp. Thanks, Chirp, for that one. I think I'm going to try that again, though.
Hi, Roy. This is Peter. My wife mentioned that you had hit my car or whatever. I'm in the parking lot of the neighborhood Walmart. Mm-hmm. But I'm out of town until, like, at least 2 weeks from now. I'm overseas right now, so honestly, don't worry about it. Give me a call back if you, I don't know, if you need to for any reason, but don't worry about it. I appreciate the note, and, you know, have a good day. Hey, yeah, hello?
Hello. This is Roy.
Hi, who is this?
This is Roy. Hello?
Roy, who, I can't really talk right now.
Okay, well, I left a note on your car because I accidentally, I used your car to open my bottle of beer. Like, I slammed the bottle down on the side and left a little scratch. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, you mean, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Like I said, it's, my wife said she didn't see anything and it's all,
okay.
It's good. She mentioned there was some little bump or something, but.
Oh, no, this is a big, deep scratch I left on the top above the door because I slammed my beer bottle down on it trying to open it.
Okay. I mean, all right, why were you opening why are you opening a bottle? Like,
yeah, I didn't have a bottle opener.
Confused.
I didn't have a bottle opener, so I just needed a good piece of metal to slam the cap down on. You know, right on the edge, just opens it right up.
Okay, I mean, you didn't have, like, a curb or, like, some sort of, like, fence or something, like, you had to...
Well, I just happened to be walking by that car, and, I don't know, it was just there, so I just kind of reached over and scraped the cap of my beer bottle along down the side of the car to open it. It took a few tries, but
okay.
I finally got
it. It's... No, like I said, she didn't really see anything, and it's an older car, so I don't really...
Okay.
I don't really care.
Well, that's great.
I appreciate it.
Glad to hear it. Thanks
Maybe
so
just
much.
Drink it at your house from now on or something.
Oh, I like to go on walks while I drink.
Okay. I mean, is that... I don't know. Just don't get in trouble.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Go. Okay.
I have one of those Coca-Cola wrapper things, so they just think I'm... The cops just think I'm drinking lots of soda. And then I'm carrying a six-pack of soda with me.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, thanks again, sir. I do appreciate it. And, you know.
You're welcome.
Take it easy.
You're welcome for slamming a beer bottle on your car. Have a nice day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. What a nice guy. That's how everyone should be.
Hi, Roy. I see that you left a yellow post-it that you dinged my door the other day.
Yep.
I have a few dings on my door, but I'm just calling you back, and I appreciate your note. Thank you.
Let's see if she left another message. Nope, just the one. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Bernadette.
Who's this?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I just, I love, I, no, I don't know you or anything. I just left a note on your car. And,
okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm out right now, so I just, okay, I stepped out. I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, you left me a note, but you left a ding on my door, and I'm like, I'm looking at my door. I have a couple dings, but, but thank you.
Yeah, it's more like the one on the edge on the top of the door, because I used your door to open my bottle of beer while I was out.
Oh! You only had one bottle?
Yeah, well, no, I was just opening one bottle. I didn't want to open them all at once.
Oh, you should have rang my doorbell. I would have given you an opener.
Oh, no, I was pretty drunk at that point. I probably would have been belligerent at you and you know, said sexual things. No, we don't want that. It's best
fine. Yeah, okay, scratch that.
Yeah. It's best if I just ram my beer bottle really hard on the top of your car and open it that way.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I didn't look that hard, but I didn't see anything. Yeah, okay, but thank you.
It's up there on top. And then my friend, I was with my friend Chad, and he's like, I bet that car, that's one of those cars where you if you dent it, it'll just pop back out, you know, like Tupperware.
Oh.
So I started hitting the side of your door with a beer bottle to see if it would pop back out, and it didn't.
Oh, well, did any neighbor come out and yell at you or wonder what you're doing?
No, we weren't there too long.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, a bunch of dents and then that big scrape on the top from when I opened.
Oh, because I wasn't sure because the red car that's next to me, that's the man who lives upstairs, and I said, I don't think his name is Roy. Then I'm confused, like, who else would have been by that door?
No, I don't live too close to around there. We were just passing through, and I accidentally left that mark opening up my beer bottle and then hitting your door repeatedly with a bottle of beer. So, yep, that was me. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't, maybe I need to take a closer look, but otherwise I forgive you.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice of you.
There's no way I can hunt you down anyway, so.
Well, I mean, I can give you my insurance information if there's damage. That's why I left the note.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't, like I said, I really didn't take that close of a look, but I appreciate it. If I take a closer look later and I need your insurance, I'll call you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Just give me a call.
Like, where do you live anyway?
I live, I don't know, maybe a mile away, like over on Salina, like by the gas station.
Oh, so you're in the area anyway. Oh, yep. Not like you live in like Timbuktu.
Oh, no. Okay. No, my phone number is Rhode Island. That's where I used to live, but I live here now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, bye, Bernadette.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you
no,
didn't,
I'm
you...
just wondering how you knew my name. Did I say my name?
Oh, no. I typed your number into Facebook. I just wanted to see if your account came up because I wanted to see if you were cute or not.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say you're psychic. All right. Okay, on top of it. All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, I got to go. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hang up.
Bye.
Ah, shit. Shit. I was trying to get her to hang up quick because I had an incoming call from North Carolina. But no, she had to keep me on for that extra 1 second. I really did put her in Facebook. I wanted to see if her name came up. And I wasn't actually checking to see if she was cute, I swear. Promise. Okay, so two people now have not really cared too much about the beer bottle thing, and I really want someone to care about the beer bottle thing. This is pissing me off, you guys. So, let's see who's next. Oh, there's Dennis. Dennis is calling me. He's... Okay, remember Dennis. I left a message for him, told him trying to call, but...
Hey, Roy, this is Dennis. You hit my car, and I appreciate that. Been hit enough as it is. Once you call me back, I like...
All right, and then let's see. What did he leave after I left him a message?
Hey, Roy, this is Dennis. You called me. I think you're wanting to hit my car, but you know something? I got to looking at the car. I don't see where you hit it at.
Oh, I'll tell you.
And,
I'll tell you where I hit it.
You know...
I'll call him up right now.
I don't know what you did to it, but I don't see any dents or anything. So... You can call me back if you want, as far as I know, but give me a call. We'll talk if you want to. If not, just have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Dennis. May I help you?
Oh, hello, Dennis?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, Roy. How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
What else did you hit my car because after looking at it and everything?
Well,
I think you got so many dents on it. I don't know which is which.
It's right above the driver's side door. I was walking by and I needed to open my beer bottle, so I just slammed it down on the top of the door.
Uh huh.
And yep, that's what happened. It left kind of a big gash, kind of a scratch, as I
on the driver's side.
Yeah. I was just opening my beer bottle with your car.
Why'd you open your beer bottle on my car?
Because I didn't have a beer bottle opener, so I just...
you don't do that to somebody's car.
Well, yeah, no, you that's...
Know, that's pretty stupid.
Well, it's stupid for you, not for me, because I don't have to buy a beer bottle opener and keep it on my keychain.
You're just a wild ass, ain't you?
No, I just, that's how I open my beer bottles whenever I'm walking by a car.
Well, you don't do it on my car, buddy. Well, you understand that?
Well, I did. What's the big deal?
That's not cool, man. I mean, you know, golly, buy your beer bottle opener. I had one in the store.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to carry around a beer bottle because, you know, I'm a man and I don't use beer bottles.
You need to get one that has a twist top.
Oh, they don't. No, come on. What am I, 40? Who uses a twist top anymore? That's silly.
Dumbasses like a car. But anyway, you didn't do any damage to my car.
I didn't?
I don't see who
I don't know. I saw a scratch because I banged down really hard on the top of the door. And then my friend Chad, he was with me. He started just beating the crap out of your back fender with his beer bottle because he thought you had one of those car doors that the plastic pops back out, you know, but you didn't.
Yeah, well, 4-year-old man, you really are stupid. You don't do that to somebody's car. That's
no,
not
I didn't
your
say
property.
I was... What?
I said you don't do that to somebody's property. I mean, that's just, why don't you do it to your own car?
Well, I don't own a car, neither does Chad. And it wasn't me doing it was Chad.
Well, what's Chad doing that for? I mean, my name, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, well...
You know, he don't do that to somebody else's car. I don't see any real damage there, but, you know, it's the principle of the thing.
He thought your fender was the kind that was kind of plasticky and it would just pop back out, but it wasn't. It turns out yours is made of metal, so we had to pop it out back by hand. So I think we fixed that part.
Well, I appreciate that, but don't mess with my car anymore. You understand?
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's there and I need to open a beer bottle, of course I'm going to. But it's not like
if I catch you there, I catch you there, I'll call the police and have you arrested for messing with my car.
Oh, I barely even messed with it, and I left a note.
I know you left a note. That's not the point. You don't mess with somebody else's property, man.
Well, I wasn't messing with it.
Go to somebody else because I see you messing with my car, and you're going to be an asshole about it. I'll come out there and meet you.
Well, how come you want me to mess with
and
other people's cars?
You have a great day, but you know something? You sound like a real interesting guy.
Oh, thanks.
I'm pretty reasonable. But you just don't mess with somebody's car.
I wasn't messing with that. I just had to open my beer. It's not a big deal.
I don't care. You don't do it on my my car. Do somebody else's car.
Well, it's not even a
That's
nice. It's not like it's a nice car.
Use somebody else's car.
It's not a nice car.
Don't use mine.
Okay.
Don't use mine.
Well, I didn't want to do it on a nice car. You know?
You know, that's my car I got back and forth to work, pal.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't appreciate that. I really don't. I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate you doing that.
Well, it's not like I stopped it from working or anything. I just opened my beer bottle on it. That's all.
And you don't have the right to do that.
Sure I do. I was walking
not
by.
My car.
It was parked in a public space.
Yeah, it's on my property, my Bojangles. You're on my property now. So, you know something? Don't do it again.
That's a public space. That's a public space, so I'm allowed to be there. That was weird. Okay. Good old Dennis.
Yes, Roy. Mr. Beckstrom again from Jamestown, New York. So I'm getting a call back from you guys on what you plan on doing with the damage on the wife's car.
Yep.
I appreciated leaving a note, but I don't appreciate not getting a call back.
Oh, whatever.
Jeez. I'll give you, I guess, tomorrow to get a return call. And other than that, we will take the plate number and information off the surveillance and turn it over to the authorities and let them take care of it.
Shit. What do I do, you guys? He also left a text. He says, Roy, you need to contact my wife or myself with the damage left on my wife's car at True Value. They do have security footage that we have also. Uh-oh. Oh, crap. We have two numbers for this guy.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes.
And, I'm sorry about that. It was an accident.
I know my husband was trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
I think he left his cell phone. He just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. I was walking by and I thought I saw like a kid in the car seat. So I was trying to open your car. I was trying to use the Slim Jim and pry it open and stuff. But it turns out I don't know. There's nobody in there. I opened up the car and I looked in and there's nobody in there.
You opened my car up?
Yeah, yeah. Just to make sure there was no child in there. I thought there was a child locked in the car and it's kind of warm that day.
Noah, I work at True Value.
Oh, okay.
I work there. That's where mostly the employees park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. There was no kid in there. It turns out, I must have seen my own reflection. I think that's what it was. I saw my own reflection in the window.
Well, could you call my husband? He just wanted to talk to you.
Okay, yeah. I tried to call him, and he wasn't picking up. Hey, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear you. Can you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up while we're talking?
Excuse me? Those are my grandkids.
Oh, yeah. He's really annoying and really irritating. Can you just tell him to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
No, I will not tell my grandkids that.
Just say it. Just say, shut the fuck up. And that'll make him be quiet. That's what I do. It keeps him quiet. You got to say it with some force.
Oh, well, that's really nice that you talk to your grandkids and use that type of language.
Yeah, my kids and my grandkids.
Well, no, that's not parenting at all.
Yes, it is. It's asserting yourself, letting them know who's boss.
No, it's not.
And if they don't,
if you can call,
if they don't shut the fuck up, then that's when you just really let them have it. Just throw them through the fucking wall.
No, I do not. Yeah, no, I do not think so. But well, yeah, if you could just
it sounds like you're a horrible parent. You're a terrible parent.
No, I think you're terrible to break into somebody's car.
Well, I didn't break in. I thought I was saving a life, so it wasn't my fault. At least I didn't break your window. That's what I did last time.
No.
So you're welcome.
No.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, if you just could, my husband will probably be calling you back then.
Yeah, because he's being a little bitch right now. He's not even picking up the phone. I called him like 3 times. He's not picking up.
Maybe he's not picking up because he works at a job.
What jobs do you work at?
That's none of your business.
Well, you brought it up. I was just keeping the conversation going.
Yeah, well, so somehow we'll just get a hold of you.
I noticed the kids are quieter. Did you kick them or did you just leave the room?
No, actually their father walked in the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he knows how to assert himself.
Their father.
Yeah, they know to shut the fuck up when he comes in, probably.
No.
Because, you know, he's...
So my husband will be getting a hold of you.
He knows how to parent. He knows how to do real parenting. All right, that was terrible. I'm an awful person. Told that lady she's a bad grandmother. I'm basically going to hell now. Yay me.
Hi, Roy. Looks like you left a note on my car saying you dinged my Jeep.
Yep.
Really confused because I didn't see a ding. Also, this looks like it was written by a fourth grader. So, if you have any information, call me, I guess.
What an asshole. Saying I have writing like a fourth grader? I hope it was written in crayon. I really hope it was.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was me. Sorry about that. Sorry about the ding.
But
it's really loud there.
Joke? What?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just a little confused because there was no damage to my car.
Okay, I'll come clean with you. I'm actually with Royco Distraction Service, and I was supposed to leave the note on your car to distract you.
From what?
I'm not allowed to say. It's customer-client confidentiality stuff. I'm not allowed to say. But yeah, I left the note to distract you.
Oh, all right.
All right. And that's what this call's for as well.
Oh, okay.
I need to keep you on the phone for one more minute. Where are you at right now?
I don't think that's important.
Well, what are you doing? Oh, and he hung right up. He did not want to be distracted. That was a Ben idea. Thanks, Ben. Here's one in Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Roy. This is Randall. You happened to, put a few marks on my wife's car yesterday, and we've left numerous messages.
Uh-oh.
If you can give me a call back today, 716-4000, so we can get this matter taken care of. Otherwise, I will have to look at other options. Thank you.
Oh, shit. He's going to look at other options. We've left numerous messages? I don't see any other messages. It's just this one. Unless... No. Weird. And that one was from 31 hours ago. All right. This is the last call for real this time. I think party time is starting up soon, so...
Thank you for calling Ed Schultz of Warren. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on a car. They told me to call this number.
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, whatever. Whatever, just hang up the phone. Just hang it up. Hang it up.
I'm sorry?
You just hang up that phone right now. You better hang up. Hang it up. You just hang up. Just hit the button. Hang up. Don't say another word. Just hang up.
Nope. Why?
Stop. Hang up.
Really?
Yeah. Hang up. Stop talking and hang up.
Okay, well.
Okay, do it. I know you're going to do it. Okay. All right, so he called from that number, but he gave me a different number.
Hello.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes. My wife said she saw that.
Yep, that was me. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I mean, she's kind of explained the situation. You wouldn't have thought to go in the store to find out if somebody was in the store rather than breaking into somebody's car?
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to break in. I just kind of had to at that point, you know. What did the note say?
Sorry, I dinged your car. Call me, Roy.
Yeah, well, what do you mean break into the car?
She said that you thought there was a kid in the car seat and you used your Jimmy to get in the car?
Yeah, my Slim Jim. I had to because I thought there was a kid in there dying. So, you know, I was basically saving a life, but it turns out it was just, I think it was just my reflection.
Yeah, because there was, and like I said, there's a store there with numerous people that you... Another 10 seconds of saying, who owns this Traverse out here? You got a kid in it. When she's the first person you would have seen when you walked in the door at the cashier.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Well, it's illegal to break in a car. I mean, even if you would have seen a kid.
Well, that's why I didn't write on the note that I broke in the car. I just wrote that I dinged it.
Right. So how are you going to handle the ding?
I don't know. Did you see much damage? I thought I just maybe scratched up the side a little bit when I used the Slim Jim.
Yes, there's two scratches about 3.5 inches long on the fender.
On the fender? No, I was opening up where the door is.
Well, there's, and this had fresh paint on it, so I don't know, maybe when you remove the Slim Jim or something, but...
Yeah, I can, I don't know. You know. Sounds like you're just making things up at this point.
No, because I took a picture of it as soon as my wife showed me. Oh. And because we just bought the car, that's why I knew it had no marks on it whatsoever.
Are you sure she
hadn't had the car 2 months?
Maybe she made the marks on there, and she thought that'd be easy money?
No. No, I mean, I have the security footage from the store. If I had to turn it over to somebody, we will. I mean... I would have just, even after you saw that there was nobody in the car, you should have went in the store and said, all right, now who owns this Traverse? Because I was just broke in your car because I thought there was a kid in there.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving a note and driving away.
I'm sure that would go well if I did that. Good idea. You're a genius. But no, look, here's the thing. I thought I was saving a kid. So I think you should be saying thank you. Like if that was your kid in there, that was in there, like suffocating from the heat.
It wouldn't be my kid, and you weren't breaking in the car to save a kid because there was nobody in the car.
Did you find anything in the back seat by chance? Because I feel like I may have dropped something in there.
I haven't been in the car.
Okay.
I looked at damage on the outside. I can look when I get home, but I did not get in the car.
Okay, yeah, if you find anything that's not yours in the back, it's probably mine. So, yeah, if you could just give me a call, that'd be great.
All right, and...
Yeah, it's just...
So you're not going to own up to any of the damage. You're just telling us you broke into my car.
Well, no, I will. If you want my insurance information, I'll give it to you. I don't see why you're yelling at me, though. I left a note so I could leave you...
I just didn't like you. I answered the phone a little bit upset because my wife had already called me and told me how you talked to her.
Oh, she was being
That's why I'm a little bit upset.
No, she was just being a real bitch. Like, I was just trying to be nice, and she was just... she was so mean. So that was her fault, not my fault.
All right.
Can't believe you have to live with that. Oh, my God.
No, she's a very wonderful lady. She doesn't like getting talked bad on.
Oh, you don't have to be. You don't have to say that to me. You can be honest. We're men. You can tell me how it really is.
No, she is a very nice lady, and we've been married 31 years.
I'm sure she is. Wink, wink.
All right. Do you have any?
Are you near
any kind of information?
Yeah. Lots. Are you near the car right now by chance? Is there any way you could go back there see if that thing's in the floorboard?
I'm actually at work, and I'm 20 some miles away from the car.
Ah, okay. All right. It's okay. Maybe you can check. Maybe you could check tonight and see if it's in there in the floorboard.
Yeah, and your address is.
Oh, what do you need that for?
If there's something in the car, don't I have to get it back to you?
No, we'll have to arrange like a meeting place and like maybe a dark alley or something, because I don't know if you guys are cool or not.
I see. Okay. A dark alley. That sounds real classic.
Well, you know, just something. You know, I don't need people having my address.
You don't want people having your address, but you have no problem breaking into cars.
Well, I was trying to save a life, so I don't...
How can you say you were trying to save anything when there was nobody in the car?
Well, no, I thought there was a baby in the car seat, but it turns out that was just my reflection. But at least I was trying to do the right thing. You're trying to make it sound like I'm a car thief, but I was trying to do the right thing and save a life.
Well, I think I would have evaluated the situation a little bit differently, but...
Yeah, and the baby probably would have died in the meantime. So, good job, you let a baby die.
No.
Yeah, they would if you would have done things differently. What would you have done, like busted the window open with a rock?
No, so
you would have let the baby die.
In my car. No, I actually carry a Slim Jim because I am a car salesman, and I have to get into the cars all the time at my lot, so I do have one in my car. You obviously are trying to, it's drawing a no conclusion here, so.
Well, just because you're being so unreasonable.
No, I am not. I am trying to get some information out of you. You're failing to give it to me, so I guess I will take your insurance company information.
Okay, yeah, you don't need my address. You just need my policy number. Okay, you ready? It's Progressive Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And my policy number is 3.
No, I'm sure that's not it.
No, it's right here. It's on my card. It says policy number 3. Well, it says 003. It says 003. I don't know if that matters. So 003.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Progressive numbers are much longer than that. I deal with insurance every day.
No, it's like they one of their oldest customers, I think he must have passed away or something recently, they gave me his policy number. And he's one of the very first.
No,
so
that's not right.
Policy number 3.
Okay. And your last name, Roy, so I can verify your policy number 3?
Gerbil. G-E-R-B-I-L.
Okay. Well, I have a report coming back from Google for your cell phone voicemail number, and I'll get your information from that.
Okay. All right. Google sells information on their customers' phone numbers?
No, they don't sell it, but when you get a police report with it, they will turn it over for me.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That seems silly.
Because I've already done that, because you wouldn't answer my phone call for 3 days.
Oh, come on. I was out of town.
But your cell phone's on your side.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe I like to leave my cell phone at home when I go on vacation so I don't have to take calls and,
right.
You know, need to just kind of learn. He hung up. He didn't like that. Who takes a vacation without their cell phone? Me and that guy just did not see eye to eye on things. It's too bad. It looks like that is the end of the live show. Hey, everyone. Pre-recorded Brad here. You know, you might feel bad for that guy, and you might feel bad for his wife earlier, because I was so mean to the wife, and I was so mean to him. And I don't deny that I'm a terrible person, but don't worry about them, because now they have something to bond over. They have a common enemy, which is me, and not only that, but now they have something to talk about, something new. For the first time in about 30 years of marriage, they're going to have the most interesting dinner table conversations ever. And it's going to give them stories to tell to their friends and their family. Don't worry, you guys, everything's fine. This is the best thing that's ever happened to those two people. Anyway, it's the end of the show, but I guess we should play a shitload of voicemails first. If you're not into voicemails, this might be a good time to tune out.
Hey, motherfucker, it's Battle Boner, and I'm here to demand you to do something that Dwight the Janitor did. Basically, you go to facebook.com/livemap, and there's a map of people live streaming everywhere all around the world.
So much work.
There's a whole bunch of people doing it.
Yep.
And a lot of people like to stream from their place of work. So what Dwight did was he found somebody working in a convenience store or something, basically tracked them down. And
it's always about what Dwight did.
Called them. Ranked them and watched it live, and it's a great twist on the security cam prank, the old kitchen couple.
I agree.
A while back. That's
it's
great.
Good stuff.
I suggest you do it once September's over. All right, motherfucker, bye.
Yeah, I really enjoy the stuff Dwight does with the Facebook live streaming, and I really need to get around to doing, you know, at least one of those. It's pretty amazing, and Dwight's really good at screwing with people. I'm looking on his channel right now. On YouTube, he's called Dwight the Janitor. And the only problem with these live streaming things, I really want to play one right now, but they're all so long. Like, here's one that's 9 minutes. Here, let's just see what this one is. I'm not going to play an entire 9 minutes.
Handed us some money, and we were about to leave, but then he wanted to take us both into separate rooms, and we're like, okay.
So what we've got here, this is a girl who is live streaming from a convenience store of some sort, and she's complaining about something, I guess. I'm not
now this
sure.
is getting weird. Like, what do you want out of it? What do you want for this money? Like, obviously you weren't just giving it to us. He was like, oh, we want dances. I'm like, you could have gotten dances at my club. You made me come here for no fucking reason. I'm giving you back all your money, but I'm keeping $40 for you wasting my fucking time.
Well, anyway, let's go forward a little bit. Let's find Dwight's call to this girl, because is what Dwight does. He finds people that are live streaming from businesses, and then he figures out where the business is, or he gets the personal cell phone number of the person live streaming, and he starts weirding them the fuck out with prank calls.
99.9% of the time, they always want something. Normally, they want sex, so.
Okay.
He said, I would have gotten gas before I even went to work, but I was like, oh, I have enough gas to get to work, and I hate revving my engine.
All right, now she's in her car. I still don't know what she's complaining about. We're about 2.5 minutes in now. Maybe I should have listened to the whole thing, but I just skimmed forward, and it appears this is where she receives a phone call.
What?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I think I just heard a lady say, it's for you. So I think he called the gas station, and she brought the phone out to her car, I think. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, how you doing?
Listen.
And that's Dwight.
I was at the strip club earlier. My name is Dwight.
Ah, she's
listen,
a stripper.
Listen, I got like $300 for like you to sing to me. I just want you to sing to me while I rub my nipples and shit.
I can't even sing very well. I'm losing my voice.
No, I just want you to sing me like the Sesame Street theme song because it makes my nipples hard. And like I'll rub my nipples and stuff. And
so what's cool about this is you can see this girl reacting. Like she's on video and she is a little freaked out right now.
I'll sleep and I'll suck my thumb. And then you can go. $300.
How am I supposed to even get the $300 if I do sing to you while you rub your nipples?
Well, what I'll do is I'll put it into my milk jug. I have a little milk thing. And yep,
she's on a cordless phone, so
you just take it and
station handed her a phone.
You guys lactate.
No, I got a little bottle. I drink the milk, I suck my thumb, and I rub my nipples. And when I fall asleep, you just take my little bottle, and $300 is in it.
Now she's looking at the phone, looking at the caller ID, probably. That's why she's not responding.
Oh, my God. Is this like a prank call?
No.
How do you know that I come to this gas station? Like, how did you call to get a hold of me?
When I was in the club earlier, I put a spitball. I hit a spitball, and it hit it right on your ass.
What the hell, Dwight?
It's a tracing device.
What the hell
and
is this?
So then I called.
A spitball.
And so now, you know, I found you, and I said, oh, shit, I forgot to talk to
her. She's really starting to look worried now.
And so now I need you to, like, you know, sing Sesame Street theme song to me, and then I just want to rub my
nipples. Did you say seam thong, Dwight? The Sesame Street seam thong?
Nipples and drink the milk and go to sleep.
Is that what you said?
What?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
I think this is a prank call.
No.
All right, so I'm going to go forward a little bit. We're going to get past the prank. And that's the fun part. You get to see their reaction live on video.
Nobody understands me.
Let me go forward.
No. Just look at that long.
I'm not going to talk. I'm fucking with you again tomorrow.
This is really long.
And then I fall asleep. But nobody's going to mess with me when I sleep in the club, right? Like when I fall asleep?
No, nobody's going to fuck with you if you fall asleep. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Here's the end.
All right, bye.
Bye, I love you.
Guys, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Hold up. I can't leave my car out here with my keys in. Oh my God, what the fuck was that, guys? Oh my God. How did somebody know that I come to this gas station?
I wonder.
I
could it
God.
Be the live stream thing that you're holding in your hand?
This is a prank call. They called
if it's
for
that.
Me. Nobody knows that I come to this gas station unless you rode with me. Or, like, I told you myself, like, that I come to a 24-hour subway.
Or you're
I feel
watching
like
my live stream.
My live and they look for the only 24-hour subway because I've been on live this whole time that I've been here. And I was like, yeah, this is the only 24-hour subway by my work. I'm like, probably around the area, too. Somebody might have found the one that I'm at a gas station and just called because
nice little recap.
He was basically saying that, like, he was going to bring his blankie. Put some Oreos underneath his balls, I guess.
Who's she even talking
to? Just carry them in.
She's back in the store now. I guess she's talking to the clerk.
Sesame Street song to him while he rubs his nipples with his blankie and falls asleep. I'm like, no, you can't be serious. You can't really be offering me $300 to just sing to you. Like, this is definitely a prank call.
Har, har, har. Anyway, that's not even the best one. There's some really amazing stuff on Dwight's channel. So go to YouTube, search for Dwight the Janitor, or just go look at my show notes. I'll put a link in the show notes for you. I've seen a lot of these. They're really funny. Good job, Dwight. And yes, Battle Boner, I agree. I need to do some of those. I will, eventually, someday. Definitely not this month, but someday. I wish I could play more of these, but they're so long. They're like one's 20 minutes long, 17 minutes long. I'm not complaining. They're fun to watch. I just can't play all of one in this show because... holy crap, 20 minutes.
Hey, Roy, it's Etza. In the last show in the voicemail, someone asked who did the hang-up-the-phone-call where the sheriff got involved, and I said they would never do another one.
Yep.
I searched my memory banks, and it was JAG TV. It was JAG TV that did the hang-up-the-phone-call that had the sheriff get on the phone.
Ah.
That's all.
Okay. I still don't remember it. Sorry, JAG TV. I have no memory of this, but maybe JAG TV should send me a link to this alleged prank, or someone else should.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
We've seen a series of one-car accidents recently involving rollovers and serious injuries to passengers. I don't know if it's Pokemon Go or what, but it's so unfair to, after something like this, to blame people in the back seat or say they deserved it. I don't like consoling these parents about what's happened, but I'll do it till it stops. Will you please stop? This is Crimson.
I'm sorry for whatever I did, Crimson. It won't happen again. And also, it's Elkie's fault, so blame Elkie.
Hi, Brad. This is Dave again.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I keep calling, leaving messages, saying I'm going to hear you on your show, but apparently not. So.
Yep, apparently.
Just screw you, dude.
Okay. Later. Screw you, too. I don't remember what you left before, but whatever you said probably sucked, and I didn't play it. It's all your fault. Try not to suck anymore.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I don't have any jokes today.
What the hell?
It's actually almost 3 in the morning, and I'm fixing to go to sleep. So, good night.
Good night, Olga. Sweet dreams. Thank you for the informative voicemail. It was much better than that last one.
Hello, Roy. John Johnson here again.
Hello.
You played my last voicemail on your show, and holy shit, I have to be the most redneck-sounding listener you have.
Yep, it's
okay. It's
been
a long time since I've heard my voice.
Embrace your redneckness.
And holy shit.
It's okay.
I did not know I sounded this country. I live in South Carolina, but...
Yep. See, you have a good excuse. You live in South Carolina. Everybody understand.
I don't dress country, don't live in the country, and I don't listen to country.
You're so in such denial.
This accent, I don't fucking know. So anyway, man, I've been leaving card in notes. Pretty funny thing happened. I was at Walmart, left one on the car beside me.
Nice.
And my wife saw a guy walking straight towards the car, and it was a fucking Boy Scout leader. So he pulled the note off the car, and I rolled my window down and said, hey, I thought it was a friend's car. sorry about that. I took the note back from him. So I didn't get my ass kicked in front of my wife, so that's
aww.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
That would be embarrassing to get your ass kicked by a Boy Scout leader.
Call me Johnson guy if you want to piss off that one guy that,
Not that I'm saying anything bad about Boy Scouts. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to get your ass kicked, it should be by a biker or a meth addict or something, not a Boy Scout troop leader.
I hate new callers that, you know, give themselves names. My name's John Johnson. Just call me Johnson guy. I don't give a fuck. I just want to piss that one dude off.
The nerve of you.
I'm not entitled to anything except for
giving yourself a name. What were you thinking?
The show, man. It's fucking awesome. I'm going to donate as soon as I get a chance.
Aw, thanks.
Cactus.
You too. Thanks for the voicemail about how much of a redneck you aren't. And for leaving notes, I have received a couple of calls from South Carolina. I can't remember if I got through to any of them. I know I've tried, but I'll definitely get to them if I haven't yet.
Roy, what's up? Mark from Chicago again, man. Listen to the show. Hard things are awesome as usual this year.
Thanks. I think you're talking into the wrong microphone. Just FYI.
I'm trying to think of what would really get under people's skin and piss them off and just hate you even more. And I think when they ask you for your insurance information, you should tell them that you don't have insurance and you have like food stamps or something, and that you'd like to pay them in food stamps or something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
think they would just think you're just the lowest of the low, and it'd probably make them lose their mind.
I should do that.
Thanks. Bye.
I could offer to take them to Walmart with me and let them buy some groceries on my EBT card. Yeah, and if they don't like that, I'll sweeten the deal by offering to let them smoke some meth with me in the parking lot after we get groceries. Who's going to turn that down, right?
Roy, I've been leaving ding notes in Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri for the past 2 weeks, and you still haven't called anyone from those places.
Okay, that's it. And there's another message. Is this the same message?
Roy, I've been leaving ding notes in Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri for the past 2 weeks, and you still haven't called anyone.
Okay, sorry I haven't called those places. I have, though. I mean, I've tried anyway. I definitely remember calling both Kansas and Missouri, receiving calls from those areas and trying to call them back. I can't remember if the calls worked out or not, but I definitely have received calls from those areas, and I'm sure I just haven't been able to get through yet. And I will, eventually. Don't worry, if I make them wait longer, they'll get even more angrier.
Yo, what's up? It's Ice Tray.
Hey.
Anyway, there was this new video on BuzzFeed, and I would be thinking, awesome. You have to vote, basically, what's going to happen next to this guy. Well, why don't we all vote for this guy to throw a go-cup out the fucking window? You know, I think it'd be dope as hell, you know?
Me too.
So, my idea is to have all the PLA audience go to this website. It's at BuzzFeed. It's their YouTube channel. There's some, you know, I don't know, sensitive motherfuckers. So go on there and just say, some guy in Laredo, New Mexico, fucking threw a go-cup out the window. That's my idea. I think it'd be funny as hell. All right, peace.
Yeah, okay. The BuzzFeed YouTube, everyone. Let me look at it right now. And looking at all the videos from the past week, I have no idea what he's talking about. But you heard him. Go to BuzzFeed on YouTube. And my listeners should compete with their 10 million viewers and try to convince them to throw go-cups out the windows. Pretty sure it's going to work. It's the best idea ever.
Hey, Brad. It is Dr. Astronaut.
Hello.
I believe Labor Day just passed. And I didn't hear anybody lick any butter. So,
oh yeah,
no money. You know what? I am a little behind in the podcast because my work started up again, whatever.
I tried to get people to lick butter at least once or twice. I made very half-hearted attempts at it, but I was unsuccessful.
I've been busy, so. I guess what I'll do instead is I'm going to have my wife call and leave a message. She hates your show.
Okay.
She hates you. I don't know why.
I get that a lot.
She hates your voice.
I can't wait.
She's not a fan of your voice.
Yep.
So, I'm going to have her call in and just kind of unload on you. All right, anyway, I got a double beat. Someone's calling me.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. By the way, I still have my big list of challenges from the PLA group on Facebook. You know, I did a poll and said, what should my challenge be for prank calls? And you guys came up with a big list of really good ideas. I copied that entire list. It's in my notes. And I do plan to eventually kind of refer to it occasionally so that I can try and get bonus points and stuff during my calls. So don't worry, I'm not going to forget about making someone lick a stick of butter. It's going to happen eventually. I probably just need to do an entire show of nothing but challenges. That'd probably be fun. Anyway, I think it's time to quit playing voicemails and end the show. So thank you, everyone, for leaving car ding notes for me. It's made this month a lot of fun so far, and I haven't been arrested yet, so I'm pretty happy about that, and hopefully that'll continue for the next 2 weeks. And if you want to leave a note on a car, it's really easy to do. You just write on a piece of scrap paper or post-it or whatever. Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call at 401-526-3769 and sign the note Roy. And put it under someone's windshield wiper. It'll make their life more interesting. Today's show was sponsored by Elky. Thank you, Elky, for being a supporter of the show. Also, lots of thanks to Cody A, Ty A, Jeff, Default Cecil, Buster C, Jason B, Brian W, Todd L, Nate and Di, and Chris and Sarah. There, no more December 2015 people on the sponsor list. Took care of them. If you'd like to help support the show and hopefully make more shows happen eventually, someday, then you should do that. It's really easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers, or even better, go to phonelosers.org/cactus, and $5 a month should get you some extra shows, if you're lucky. No promises, but maybe. And occasionally you get videos of the shows, which include the chat room video. And most importantly, you're supporting the show. Because I think it would be really insane if I was able to do this show constantly, all the time, every day. I would never have to take breaks and do this stupid real job thing I have. I could just hang out here for 8 hours a day and create content for you guys. And I think it's gonna happen. Eventually, I'll get to that point. It just seems to be taking a while. But thank you everyone who is supporting the show and who has supported the show in the past, and you people leaving notes and submitting numbers and all that stuff. It's because of all of you people contributing things like that that has made the show pretty awesome. So I really, 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 really appreciate it. By the way, this show was kind of a pre-show to the Laugh Track Matt and Zach's Party Time show. They do a show on the old Prank Call Nation Mixler at least once a week, and it's kind of fun. And they did a show immediately after I did my show today, and I gave them a few carding numbers, and they called up some carding people and had some fun with them. So if you want to hear kind of a after show to the Snowplow show, then you should find the September 14th, 2016 episode of the Party Time show with Laugh Track Matt and Zax. Their cardings happened all within the first, I think, 30 or 40 minutes of the show. So bonus calls. I see on the Prank Call Nation show reel it is there, so I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes, but things seem to disappear from the show reel eventually on that Mixler station, so the link will probably break eventually, and I think the shows end up on prankcallnation.com, so go do that before it's too late.
High above the mucky muck, castle made of clouds, there sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Much to say when you're high above the mucky muck.
about young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? How about the power of flight? Did it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle! How about the power to move you?
History of Wonder Boy and young Nasty Man. Rig-a-goo-goo, rig-a-goo-goo-goo, secret to be told, a gold chest to be bold, and blasting forth with three-part harmony.
Joined forces, they formed a band the likes of which had never been seen, and they called themselves Tenacious D. That's right, me and DG.
That's me.
Well, now Tenacious D, come fly with me, fly.
A Pikachu, all right?
It don't matter. Fuck Pikachu.
You take that back.
I'm not taking back nothing.